this is awkward. Hello there. I haven't seen you before. Are you new? Oh, you are. No, I don't have a problem with you. It's just, I'm just so used to my usual delivery guy. John, you've met him before, right? Great guy. He's been, servicing me since I moved in. Well, I'm sure you'll pick up things soon enough. I mean, you strike me as a quick study. Such a shame, though. You know, John never even said goodbye. I had no idea he switched companies. Well, I wish him well, and... Relax. I'm not gonna eat you alive, I promise. Just because I like John doesn't mean I can't warm up to another delivery driver. That does look like a pretty big box you've got there. Tell you what, would you be able to do me a small, teensy little favor? Yeah? Goodness, you might actually become my favorite driver by the time this is all done. Yeah, could you just, like, help me bring this inside the house? It's too big for me to lift, and you've got those strong-looking biceps that your uniform doesn't really hide that well. Thank you, I appreciate it. Yeah, you can just pick that up and follow me. Sorry things are so messy. Yeah, I have a lot of packages delivered that I have yet to put away. Oh, yeah, you could set it down right by the banister. Thank you. Normally, if my husband was home, he would help me with this kind of thing, but he's been away on business for far longer than I would have liked. But c'est la vie, what can you do? Yeah, you know, he's usually gone most of the year, especially since he recently got promoted to head salesperson. He does a lot of B2B sales, so he's just always on the road. But I hear from him a lot. You know, we talk every day. You know, it can be a little bit lonely around here, but that's why I like John so much. You know, John was just a great conversationalist. He just always made the days pass by so quickly. And of course, you know, he always brought me my orders. You know, during the height of the pandemic, I think I had developed a pretty serious shopping addiction. You know, my husband would always comment on boxes being delivered every so often. But, you know, it was very therapeutic for me just having someone come to the doorstep, something to look forward to, a new shiny thing to put all of my attention on. Once he started getting more involved with his work, well, the packages just never stopped, really. I do have a better handle on it now than I did back then, but, you know, I always wondered why they bothered him so much, especially because I also paid for them from my own pocket. I never burdened him financially. I don't know, something about just having something on my doorstep waiting for me, or someone who took the time to deliver it to me, just, it filled a gap, I guess. No, I'm fine, I promise you. I am doing a lot better now than I was before, but I guess, I don't know, it feels like something's missing. No, it's okay, go on, you can ask me anything. I promise I won't tell your supervisor. What did I order? Well, the heaviest thing that I ordered are probably the neon pink dumbbells that I got on sale. Yeah, they were like super cute, and I thought, oh my goodness, I have to have them. I have this thing where like a lot of rooms in this house are color coordinated, so I converted his old office to a gym because he hasn't been home for a while, and everything in that gym is like pink. I'll show you sometime next time I catch you on your route. Oh, I got some things for the bedroom. So I got a fitted comforter and I got two silk pillowcases. How did you guess they were pink? I don't know how to feel about that. I think either you're smart or I'm just predictable. Hey, would you like to have some water, tea, coffee, or anything? No, it's just 'cause, you're inside my house. The least I can do is get you something to fuel you for the rest of your day. It's no problem at all, sweetheart, don't worry. Is it okay that I call you that? You seem a smidgen younger than me, so okay, good. All right, you hang out here and I'll be right back. Sorry for the wait. I wasn't sure what you wanted, so I just brought a little bit of everything. Yeah, help yourself. I've got some tea, some coffee, some water, obviously, but I've also got, some chips and some other snacks. My husband loved pistachios, so I've been just trying to get rid of them one bag at a time. But yeah, take whatever you want. I'm definitely not in the mood to be hoarding anything. Goodness, do they not feed you? You took like 6 bags of chips. Oof, it sounds like you guys definitely have it rough. Maybe I can help. I know you've got a bunch of other stops to make, but surely you can take a few minutes for yourself. I mean, it'd be a shame if I didn't thank my new delivery guy properly. I think you know exactly what I'm doing. Don't act so surprised, as if I didn't see the way you were mentally undressing me the moment I opened my door. Am I wrong? The fact that there's a fucking tent in your pants tells me a different story. So then, what do you call this? I can always stop if you want me to stop. I figured as much. Do you mind if I take a little taste? Oh. Goodness, look at this tip. You like that? I can tell you do. I trail my tongue down lower, down your shaft. Look at you twitching. Are you that sensitive? Let me spend a little time down here with your balls. Running my tongue around and around your left one. You know, I don't think delivery drivers get enough tips. I want to make sure I take my time with yours. You look like you can't wait anymore. Give it to me more. That's it. Oh. up. Seems like you really did need some stress relief. Well, you'd better get back to your shift then, since you just blew a load in my mouth. But it was nice meeting you. Oh, right, I need to sign. Wait. Da-da-da. There you go. Do you need anything else, or are you good to go? Okay, great. Well, I definitely am probably going to be ordering a few more things soon, so I guess I'll probably see you around, yeah? I hope you enjoyed the tip.